This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananta with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda calls for support from developed nations in International Development Association 21 meeting. Parliamentarians draw attention towards various contemporary issues in today's meeting of the House of Representatives. And 11 people die and dozens missing in two shipwrecks in southern Italy. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Podil met German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier at the office of the President in Berlin, Germany. President Podil emphasized the importance of Nepal's relationship with Germany and expressed hopes for closer ties in the changing global context. President Podil thanked Germany for supporting Nepal's peace process and extended confidence in continued cooperation. The visit is the first by Nepali head of state to Germany since 1986. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has called on developed countries to help nations that missed industrial revolutions. Speaking at the 21st replenishment meeting of the International Development Association, IDA21 in Kathmandu, Prime Minister Dahal stressed the need for financial aid in grants. This assistance is vital for Nepal to create jobs, boost economic activities and move out of its least developed country status. Senior Managing Director at the World Bank, Axel van Trotzenberg, emphasized the meeting's role in guiding IDA resource mobilization for the next decade. The event, hosting over 200 representatives from 61 countries and senior World Bank officials, will run through June 21. The IDA has been a key partner in South Asia for many years. Parliamentarians drew the government's attention toward various contemporary issues in today's meeting of the House of Representatives. During the emergency hour, parliamentarians stressed that all workers should be included in the Social Security Fund. Parliamentarians also highlighted that enough budget should be provided for parliament operations and parliament staff should get extra allowances as per civil servant rules. The parliamentarians urged the government to monitor major crop damage in various parts and provide compensation and relief. They also asked for the restoration of roads blocked by floods. Additionally, parliamentarians urged the government to enhance disaster preparedness, rescue and relief efforts as the monsoon begins to protect citizens from potential disasters. They also raised concerns about proper budget allocations and local development projects. Likewise, under the appropriation bill, various issues related to different ministries and the Office of Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, National Planning Commission, Office of the Vice President and Office of the President are being discussed. The parliamentarians said that corruption is increasing in the country and that an effective plan should be made to reduce it. Parliamentarians emphasized that Nepal's economic diplomacy should be made effective, sufficient budget should be allocated for border control, and the government should make arrangements to bring back Nepali people who want to return home safely to Nepal. The Nepal Communist Party Unified Socialist will publish the voter list this evening for the party's general convention to be held from June 30 to July 4. Party Secretary Jeevan Ram Shrestha informed that the details of those who voted in the 10th National Congress will be published by this evening. Based on the list, the relevant committee under the party will register nomination for the convention representatives. The discussion on the budget appropriation has started in the Karnali province for the fiscal year 2024-25. At the beginning of the discussion, lawmakers presented their views. They stated that despite having abundant medicinal herbs, hydropower resources and tourism, Karnali has not been able to utilize them. Furthermore, they also added that the budget must be finalized only after assuring women, children, minority group, conflict survivors, good governance and human rights. The Industry and Consumers Welfare Office, Humla, has decided to organize a two-day industrial exhibition in Simcoat. Office Chief Pradeep Rigvi informed the exhibition would be conducted on June 25 to 26 to promote locally produced goods. The 42-kilometer Dumre Besi Sahar road section has been obstructed due to a landslide triggered by incessant rain since last night. Information officer at the District Police Office Lamjung, Thaneshwar Chapai, said a team has been mobilized to remove the landslide debris and open it for traffic. However, the work has been hampered due to continuous rain. Passengers traveling by Besi Sahar are stranded. The 6th Indo-Nepal Friendship Sotokan Karate Championship is going to be organized at Dhulikhel of Kabri Palanchok from June 21. Nepal Sotokan Karate Association is organizing the two-day championship. The tourists visiting the Khumbu region have been badly affected by the disruption of flight at the Tenzing Hillary Airport, Lukla. A controller at Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal at Lukla, Divas Dahal, informed that the fog and poor visibility disturbed air services, which have halted flights since June 8. A four-point agreement has been reached between the government and the protesting Nepal Petroleum Tanker Driver Association to transport petroleum products. Following the agreement, the fuel supply to the market has resumed. The second biggest festival of the Islam community, Bakr Eid, began yesterday and will be celebrated till Wednesday. Islam community celebrates the festival on the 10th day of the 12th month of Hijri Samvat as per Islamic religious calendar. A two-day international conference organized by Agriculture and Forestry University is being held at Rampur in Chitwan from today. The conference will also seek deliberation on the use of artificial intelligence in agriculture, wildlife and recent advances in biotechnology, among others. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 11 people have died and more than 60 are missing as a result of two shipwrecks off the coast of southern Italy. Medicine Sans Frontières said in a separate incident on the same day, more than 60 people were reported missing, with 26 of them feared to be children. The BBC reports UN agency said the boats were carrying migrants who had set off from Libya and Turkey. Multiple deadly Israeli strikes have been reported overnight in the Nusayrat refugee camp in central Gaza. According to Al Jazeera, Israeli police tried to break up overnight demonstration as protests continue against the Netanyahu government's handling of the war. At least 9 Palestinians waiting for aid trucks in Rafah were killed and several were critically injured by Israeli fire. Russian President Vladimir Putin has praised North Korea for firmly supporting Moscow's war in Ukraine ahead of his first visit to Pyongyang in 24 years. According to the BBC, Mr. Putin is expected to arrive in the capital to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on Tuesday today. On a different note, a fleet of Russian warships has left the port of Havana after a five-day visit to Cuba, following planned military drills. An overnight drone attack set several oil storage tanks ablaze in southern Russia on Tuesday. Local officials said it has sparked a large fire. Ukraine did not immediately claim responsibility but has carried out similar attacks on Russian energy facilities before, arguing they are feared targets given they fuel Moscow's military. Dozens of North Korean soldiers briefly crossed the heavily fortified border today. However, Seoul said they retreated after warning shots were fired, the second such incident in 2 weeks as Pyongyang reinforces its frontiers with the south. Joint Chiefs of Staff said landmine explosions near the border also injured multiple North Korean soldiers. Prime Minister of India Narendra Modi, during his visit to Banaras on Tuesday, will release the 17th installation of the PM Kisan scheme. In the scheme, more than 9.26 crore farmers will receive the benefit amounting to over rupees 20,000 crores. The event is being organized by the Union Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare in coordination with the Uttar Pradesh government. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. At present, there is a partial influence of western wind as well as local winds in the country, including induced low-pressure system from around Bihar of India. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda calls for support from developed nations in International Development Association 21 meeting. Parliamentarians draw attention towards various contemporary issues in today's meeting of the House of Representatives. And 11 people die and dozens missing in two shipwrecks in southern Italy. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.